It's Thursday, November 18th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Daily COVID-19 cases are trending down in Washoe County, but virus transmission remains high. The CDC's threshold for high community transmission is more than 100 new infections per 100,000 people over the past week. Washoe County's rate exceeds that.
We've been at over 180 cases per 100,000 over a seven-day period for a month.
Washoe County Health District Officer Kevin Dick is urging residents to remain vigilant heading into the holidays.
We still have hospitals that are still strained, have staff shortages, and a high number of patients that are in the hospitals for general health care needs in addition to the COVID cases.
Washoe County leads the state in vaccines per capita. 66% of residents 12 and older are fully vaccinated. Several wildfires broke out across the region this week, leading to evacuations and two fatalities. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
The Kruger Rock fire near Estes Park in Colorado began when high winds blew a tree onto a power line, causing it to arc. Those gusting winds paired with dry conditions allowed the fire to spread quickly. In neighboring Wyoming, another wildfire was started for the very same reason, about 5 miles from the community of Clark. Jerry Parker is the Park County Fire Warden. He says the lack of moisture this year makes fires this late in November not at all unusual.
Have a fire season, and that would usually end towards the end of September, first of October. But here recently, in the last few years, fire season seems to be going year-round.
According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, almost all of our region remains in varying degrees of drought. Meanwhile, evacuations in Montana have been lifted for the Rosebud Fire. It broke out late Monday night and is still burning. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
The massive infrastructure bill that President Joe Biden signed this week includes billions of dollars to address longstanding issues with water and sanitation on tribal land. The Indian Health Service says it will consult with tribes on how best to use the $3.5 billion. The amount is enough to fulfill the more than 1,500 projects on the agency's list of sanitation deficiencies. The bill also includes funding for broadband in Indian country, tribal water rights settlements, and roads. Tribes welcomed the infusion of money, but say sustained investments are needed to make up for decades of neglect and underfunding. A new survey shows that people around the region have serious concerns about our democracy. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Research firm Morning Consult surveyed nearly 1,900 people total from Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. They were commissioned by the Frank Church Institute at Boise State University. About 85% of respondents were concerned about the state of the nation's democracy. Most also believed we'll see more violence like we had on January 6th. Peter Fenn is a longtime politico on the Frank Church Institute's board. He says the federal government has to step up and show it can get things done while building confidence in elections and outcomes.
This is critical because if we don't have systems in place that people feel confidence in, we're going to see more chaos.
There were large gaps between how Republicans and Democrats viewed certain topics. However, the vast majority of people preferred politicians working together and finding solutions over holding their ground. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
A 22-year-old woman is alleging that she was sexually assaulted during an ultrasound at St. Mary's Regional Medical Center in October 2020. She is suing the hospital and a former employee. The Reno Gazette-Journal reports that similar allegations had been made previously against the ultrasound technician, who is no longer employed at St. Mary's. Along with suing the technician, the woman is also suing St. Mary's, alleging the hospital was negligent in its hiring and supervision practices. California officials are asking the full Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to reconsider a ruling that rejected the state's first-in-the-nation ban on for-profit private prisons and immigration detention facilities. Last month's ruling by a three-judge appellate panel maintained a key piece of the nation's detention system for immigrants. The 2019 state law was aimed at phasing out privately run immigration jails located in California by 2028. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, November 18th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.